which he's about 40 yards to get over 1,000. What does that mean to the offensive line and the whole unit when they can combine and get a running back to that milestone?
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice barometer that's used. It's been used in football for a long, long time, and certainly an accomplishment that the whole unit should take pride in, no question about it.
Joe, the Pro Bowl is going to be – players are going to be announced tonight. How much does it mean to a coach or to a player when you know you're opposing somebody who has made a Pro Bowl? What does that designation mean for a player?
Yeah, I think it's an honor for the players to be selected to the Pro Bowl. There's no question about it. And again, each players have different motivations. There's, you know, each player is different. Different things kind of juice them up, so to speak, and get them excited to compete. You know, our focus more is on, you know, ourselves and getting our own team up to playing up to their potential, regardless of who we have to line up against. But yeah, certainly, I think it's quite an honor for anybody to get selected.
Is it a concern this week at all with it being the final week of the season and players might be thinking ahead a little bit of keeping guys' attention and things of that nature?
You should have given the lecture. You should have been at the team meeting. Yeah, obviously it's a concern, certainly. But when we – yeah. Good. Very good. You know, when I signed on to coach the 2012 Miami Dolphins, I knew there were 16 regular season games to be coached. And I got to have the same focus, and our staff has to have the same focus and the same sense of urgency we would have had when we opened the season in Houston. And you know, there shouldn't be guys talking about what I'm doing New Year's Eve and what I'm doing this, that, and the other thing. Because obviously we know the task at hand is a large one. So I think absolutely it's a challenge.
Does it make it easier to get that message across knowing that you can't impact New England with this game?
Not necessarily. Again, that's too much for me to handle. I mean, we're going to have enough to play well and defeat the New England Patriots, not derail, you know, that's beyond our control anyway. We're focused on playing as well as we possibly can.
When you went back and looked at the film, what happened on that blocked field goal?
No, just like, you know, anything else. A guy was 3 or 4 yards in the backfield and knocked the ball down. Yeah.
The irony is that Keating, most accurate kicker of all time, I think he had like 4 blocks before that.
Just... When he walked off the field, I said, we usually protect a little better than that.
True story?
True. That was true. I did say that.
Joe, you went up there last year, or you didn't, but this team went up there last year, led 17-0. Would you, and then lost the game, would you go back and show that tape and say this is what we can't do second half?
No. That was a whole, you know, different concepts and different schemes. And, you know, I think these guys, they've been in the NFL, a lot of these guys now, even the rookies, and they've seen a lot. They've been in different types of games, close games, blowouts on either side. And, you know, we have to go up and play well and play for 60 minutes. We already talked to the guys. We're going to have a four-quarter effort. We're going to have to grind it out and play our tails off against this group, no question.
How do you prepare for their defensive front, especially a guy like Vince Wilfork, as big as he is but as fast as he is?
Well, we told them today, you know, their run defense is very good, and they do a great job. Their scheme variation, as we like to call it. I mean, you know, they can line up in a 3-4, next play they're in a 4-3, and they got this guy over here, and they do a great job. So, yeah, we're going to have to, you know, do a good job of eliminating penetration. And you know, the bigger you are and the quicker you are, that's a pretty good combination to have for a defensive player. So that's one of the challenges. They play good run defense. They have a multiple scheme that we're going to have to do a good job communicating against. And, you know, so we'll be challenged.
How do you grade your team overall this season playing on the road and the challenges involved in that?
I love the way they've competed. You know, a 2-5, certainly not acceptable. And we have to do better. We have to play better in the fourth quarter on the road. And I think we've been ready to play every single time we've been on the road. And I trust that'll be the case Sunday.
Last time you played the Patriots, Jake Long was still starting left tackle. Now you have Jonathan Martin, the rookie, mm-hmm. moving over. Mm-hmm. And actually, on the other side, you have rookie Chandler Jones, who's having a career year, obviously. Mm-hmm. What do you see from the kid? Matching up against, you know, rookie on rookie.
Yeah, they're two very good players. I mean, Chandler Jones is, you know, got exceptional length. He's very, very quick. He's, you know, athletic, and he's going to be, you know, a guy that we're going to have to account for, no question, in the pass protection. And John Martin's done a you know, respectable job moving over there. He's he obviously had experience as a college player over there, and you know, I believe we'll probably have about 4 or 5 different starters than we had the time we played him December 2nd. So that's just part of the process.
understand there's a chance Gronkowski could play. Do you prepare for him, or do you?
Sure. Oh yeah, I was in a defensive meeting. Absolutely, absolutely.
Can you do anything? It said the weather might be real snowy and windy. Can you do anything to prepare for that?
We're going to get the bubble real cold on Friday.
In terms of Nolan Carroll coming back, practicing, is it good to, obviously you're going against a pass-happy offense, is it good to have those kind of experienced players coming back to your secondary?
Sure. Oh, yeah. We're going to need every healthy guy we have. Absolutely. I mean, this is as good a pass offense as there is in the National Football League. So the more DBs we have, the better.
Coaching against you, or trying to get in someone's head, find tendencies?
Tendencies, certainly we try to, I'm not even kidding on this. It might sound like a joke. We study what they do in the coin toss and things like that. But as far as, outsmarting Coach Belichick, no, I'm not really going down that road, no.
So how many of your players do you think should make the Pro Bowl?
However many get selected. I mean, I think it would be an honor for any of them to get selected. We'll see how it goes.
Cam Wake is a name that I think if there's one guy that hasn't made it before and deserves to, that would be the guy we would agree.
He's playing very well. So we'll see what happens. But I'm more, I'm focused on coaching this team in our last game. And so we'll see what happens.